Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And you know, I was just looking at old pictures today.
Okay.
And it was from when I was in high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
Okay, so how was it? How do you look like when you were a high school student?
I think I still kind of look the same, maybe.
Yeah?
I don't think I've changed a lot, hopefully. But, you know, let me think, okay, yeah, those were the days. It was
actually
so much fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun when you don't have to worry about
work and money.
Yeah.
It's nice being a student.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, this reminds me. Do you remember what you did during summer when school was out?
Okay, I remember, like, for those 2 months, I would stay at home and watch TV all day.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Just eat. Do nothing, right?
Yeah, just do nothing.
And play. Those were the days, actually. It's really hard to do this now.
Yeah,
but
I wish I have summer vacation
right now.
Yeah.
Me too. I remember when I was younger, my parents would take us on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the States. So about 90% of the time, we were very lucky. We could go to Disney World. And I would just get excited every single summer for our vacation. And besides going to Disney World for about a week, I just remember that in the summer, it would be a lot of fun because all we did was go to the pool, go to the swimming pool, and we just played outside. And that was it. It was really fun. Just playing outside, playing in the pool.
Playing outside. That's very healthy.
Yeah.
Compared to mine.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you don't want to sit around all day in the house and you want to do something, actually, there's another way for you to spend the summer.
Okay.
You can actually take an internship.
Ah.
So for students now, okay, there's something that you can do. You can take an internship. And this is what our topic is for today. So we can take a look and talk about how this could be better than doing nothing all day and how this could help you guys in the future. So let's take a look at our writing article.
好的，马上呢，我们来看一下今天的文章呢。今天文章我们刚刚已经讨论过了，暑假除了在家废之外呢，你呢还可以怎么样呢来找实习了。我们马上来看一下今天的我们这个文章的主题了。他说呢，最近有一则报道标题为高中生找实习趁假期开动。内容呢指出近年来有一些公司在暑期提供实习机会给应届高中毕业生。举例来说呢，甲骨文公司就是提供工作室空间，让学生们在这里进行脑力激荡，创造出新产品的雏形。请就暑期实习这个议题呢写一篇英文作文，文长至少120个单词，文分两段。第一段依据你的了解说明参加暑期实习的优缺点，第二段则说明如果有机会你会选择在哪里实习及其原因。
So this time we're looking at a news article, and it's about taking an internship. The article says that in recent years, some companies offer summer internships for high school students. For example, we learn here that one company called the Oracle Company offers an internship to let students get creative. This is called their Design Realization Garage.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is write an article about summer internships. In the first paragraph, talk about an advantage of taking a summer internship. In the second paragraph, we talk aboutwhere you would like to go for an internship, and we have to write about 120 words. So, Sam, have you ever had an internship at a company before?
Not exactly internship. I worked for a few weeks for 补习班.
Okay, well, it's a good learning experience.
Yeah.
That can be kind of count as an internship, but like a good working experience.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Of course not. Yeah, I enjoy more staying at home.
I think you're in the phase of, man, why do I have to go out and work? So you're like, man, I'd rather just like stay at home and relax.
Yeah.
But okay, despite it being, you know, boring and not really what you wanted, did you learn anything from this? Not really internship, but then this work experience. Let's say work experience.
Yeah, of course. Like, of course you will learn something from it. I remember I was in the office. I worked with employees. So it's actually quite nice because that's what I'm doing every day right now.
So you learn some office skills, which are very important because this is something we don't learn at school. And this is not something that you can teach in school.
True.
I think it's great. Like, at least you know how to do some basic, you know, office things.
Yes.
If you were a student again, would you take another internship? Like, would you be more serious in going to, like, maybe an internship at Google or Apple or something like that?
Yes, of course. I would absolutely take it. I would love to try things that I wanted to do, like for television, for magazine, or something that's interesting, or maybe for actors or something, like trying
to
be a manager or something. Yeah, or just a simple office job would be nice because you learn basic stuff like Microsoft Office, which is super useful.
Yes, very useful if you're going down that path.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would say it is important for people to take internships. You can start when you're in high school. I think it's good to start when you're early.
Yes.
But it's good to learn some office skills and to learn a little bit of, like, you know, what is like working in the real world.
Yes,
and what
do
adults have to deal with? Because actually, you can plan things better that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think go ahead.
Yeah, another thing that's really good, you starting early, is that no one would blame you if you make any mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
because you're just learning, right?
Yeah, when you actually start to work, people would...
expect you to know everything and to do everything well. So, yeah, it's actually a good chance to, get ahead. And, yeah, it's always good to plan ahead. And it's always good to have an idea of what you might want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you guys can use some of our experiences as well. I never really took an internship, too, because I actually started working after I graduated high school. So I immediately started working, and then I did school, and then I did work at the same time. So I never really had an internship. I really just jumped into working. So I've been doing this for a while. Yeah, but you can see that for everyone. It's a completely different experience. And it's different for whoever as well. Like, your experience can be so different from mine. Maybe we both could be working at a bushiban, but what you learn at the bushiban could be so different than me.
Yes.
So everyone's experience is different.
OK, 所以呢，我们来看一下今天的文章，我们刚刚已经讨论过我跟 Tiffany 呢过去的这个实习经验了。那今天呢，我们的这个文章呢，就要从我们的经验来下手咯。OK, 但是呢，一般来说，我们今天呢，不只是要从经验来下手，因为呢，你们还没有做过这件事情嘛，所以你们没有这个经验。所以呢，除了讲你们想要做什么事情之外呢，我们还要讲一下实习呢，可以带来什么样的好处，或是你希望从实习里面学到一些什么。所以呢，既然我们有这样子要来表示这个东西有什么好处，这个东西有什么坏处的时候呢，我们就要写的一篇文章呢，就跟以前我们写的这个从你的经验下手或是你想象的东西下手不太一样了。我们今天要写的是一个论说文咯。
And last time, I know that many times when we talk about our writing articles, we tell you how to do the writing process. We know that we brainstorm, we outline, and then we write our essay, and then we look over it. But we also know that when we write a piece of writing, we need to also, as you all know, have an introduction, body, and conclusion. Now, how do you piece your sentences together more smoothly? In English, we have things called transitions. So if you want to have this sentence, right, remember how we used to write the outlines? And we want to piece out point A and point B together. How do we connect those two sentences together? Well, we can use things like transitions to help us.
OK, 所以呢，今天呢，除了我们之前讲过的，我们写文章之前可以脑力激荡，之后呢，我们写出大纲，然后呢，来完成我们的这个文章。然后我们装架构可能要有 introduction, 要有引言，要有它的主体，要有结论。之外呢，今天非常重要的是要跟大家讲一下这个 transition, 就是我们这个转折语气的用法了。为什么这个转折语气在今天文章会这么重要呢？因为刚刚讲过了，今天我们要写的是一篇论说文呢。论说文呢，它就是在讲这个事实，或是呢，来论述一个事件。那你在这个中间呢，你必须要表达你的意见，表达你的立场。OK, 所以呢，在我们表达这些事情当中呢，这个我们比方说你要论述你自己的论点，第一、第二、第三、最后怎么样，甚至是呢，我们中间有虽然怎样，但是怎么样，像这样子的转折呢，在我们的论述文当中呢，都会非常的好用，而且呢，可以更加的条理分明。
So an important one, I think, is learning how to organize and arrange your writing. We don't want to write things that is all over the place and where we don't understand. So it's very important to organize the writing. So we can use things that show sequence. For example, we can say to begin with, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. To talk about something in the very beginning. You can also say firstly as well. Now, when you move on, we can say secondly,thirdly, okay? We usually don't say fourthly or something like that.
That's
we usually
a
say,
bit too
oh,
much.
And next. Yeah, so usually when it's in an order, in a sequence, we usually say first, second, third. So firstly, secondly, thirdly. And then the fourth paragraph, you want to talk about something at the very last, we can say lastly or finally. So here are just some things to show sequence. If you want to add more things, we can use in addition, besides, moreover, what's more, most importantly. So these two kinds of transitions are very good if you want to show a sequence and if you want to add extra information as well.
Okay, 所以呢这边看到我们这个 transition 呢我们就讲到说我们可以是列举的这个用法、哦、比方说呢像文章里面我们会讲说比方说我要论述我自己的论点的时候我可以讲说第一怎么样第二怎么样第三怎么样然后呢最后怎么样陈述我的结论呢那这个时候呢我们就可以用像刚刚讲到的 first, second, third, OK, 或者是呢我们可以讲开头 first of all, to begin with, 这些呢都是开头非常好用的用法。那呢如果说你讲完这个之后呢你还要补充哦像说此外啊这个用法呢我们就可以说比方说 besides, in addition, moreover, 这个在文章里面都是非常常用到的用法。
So for this essay, okay, for this topic, we can also use sequences as well、mm-hmm. to list the number of reasons why an internship could be good for you. We can say, first of all, this is a great learning experience. And then secondly, an internship could lead to a real job offer in the future. Finally, you can learn from each experience. So for example, if we use the same topic using these transitions, this is what we can say.
OK, 所以呢刚刚 Tiffany 举例了你呢可以在这个文章里面非常简单的用我们刚刚提到的这些片语跟单字呢来做一个把它列举出来有一个顺序、哦、让你的文章看起来更加的条理分明。那除了呢我们刚刚讲到的 first, second, finally, 这些呢常用的片语或是单字之外呢我们呢也可以使用动词片语在我们的文章里面有这个转折的效果了那这边呢补充给大家的是这个促成或是导致的用法比方说呢我们可以用动词 cause OK, 或者是呢 lead to 或者是呢 result in 这边呢都可以表示哦导致怎么样哦OK, 举个例子来讲呢我说 I had no idea that just mentioning Stephanie's name would lead to Damien not speaking to me for 2 days. OK, 我不知道呢只是提到史蒂芬妮的名字呢会导致达米安2天不跟我说话。OK, 在这边呢 lead to 就可以呢当做一个转折一个延伸了你呢就可以从 A 到 B, 你就可以用 lead to 来连接。那除此之外呢我们也可以使用别的动词片语有这个比方说因为什么造成所以这个表示它是原因哦我们可以放在前面这样的呢你可以用比方说 result 或者是呢 arise from OK 这个呢都是有源于起因于的意思 OK 我们呢可以看一个例子哦 The rumor that a terrorist attack was taking placegave rise to a panic. OK, 发生一起恐怖攻击的传闻呢引起了恐慌。OK, gave rise to something, 就是呢导致引起了怎么样。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we know that when we write an essay, we have the introduction, the body, and the conclusion. And we do have to write a conclusion because this is kind of summarizing all of our ideas together. Mm-hmm. And for me, I always find this to be like the hardest part because I don't want to be repetitive and mention
yes.
the same things that I mentioned in my article. So even I get stuck writing conclusions. But we can also try certain transitions as well. So we don't sound repetitive and so we sound more professional. We sound like we're a very good writer. Yeah. We can say to sum up,Okay, or in conclusion. So when you're at the last part of the writing, you need to write a conclusion. You can say to sum up everything or to sum it all up. You can say in conclusion, comma, and then you can talk about your conclusion. You can also even say in a word, in short, in brief. For example, we can say in short, taking an internship in the summer will help prepare me for the future. So in short here is used as a way to conclude everything, to sum everything up. So you do have quite a few choices to make as well here.
OK, 所以呢刚刚我们讲过了前面你可以用这个序列的排法列举出来你呢也可以用动词来转折。那在这边呢最后我们的这个结论呢 conclusion 你要怎么下呢在这边补充给大家一些结论常用的这个转折语气的一些片语那这些片语呢非常好用为什么呢多背一些起来因为这个就可以像刚刚 Tiffany 讲的因为呢你在文章里面不需要一样的字一直用那这种时候呢我们这些文字就非常的重要了比方说像是 to sum up in conclusion 就是呢我们中文说的总而言之像这样子的用法呢在文章最后下结论的时候呢非常好用
Mm-hmm. All right, so we showed you some tips and tricks. Now let's take a look at our essay and how we can put it together. So we can write our outline first, and we can take a look at someone else's writing as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this person wrote as their topic sentence, their first topic sentence, they said, some companies are offering internships to high school graduates.
OK， 所以呢，第一个句子呢，我们看到主题句一呢，它就讲说了 ，some companies 有一些公司呢，他们正在提供这个 internship 的机会，实习生的机会呢，给高中毕业生。那注意到了，因为我们刚刚文章呢说要分两段，第一段呢要论述我暑期实习这件事情好还坏，第二段呢则要讲说你自己的想法了。OK， 所以呢，在主题句一呢，我们这边是陈述一个非常比较宏观、比较客观的事实哦 ，some companies 有一些公司正在这个提供实习的机会给高中毕业生。OK， 所以呢，在我们第一段呢，就是这个刚刚讲到比较客观的用法。那呢，这边补充给大家，我们呢说这个文章我们是要写论说文呢。那呢，在写论说文的时候呢，它的引言哦，通常可以写什么样的东西呢？像在这边，其实我们这个前面的提示呢，已经很清楚的要你列举出来啊，第一段、第二段要你讲什么。但是呢，假如说我们今天是没有提示的状况下写这个论说文呢，通常啊，论说文引言的部分，我们可以先写，比方说一，你可以呢是描述此议题的背景，或是呢这个造成的现象。OK， 二，我们可以怎么样呢？可以说明一般人或专家对于这个事件的看法。所以呢，你可能可以引用一个，比方说调查报告，现在很多的年轻人都会去参与实习计划，或者越来越多的公司呢在提供实习计划，或者是你也可以要根据新闻报道怎么样，这些呢都是我们论说文呢非常好用的一个开头。
All right, so next, we can take a look at some of the details that this person wrote. So they said that the topic sentence are some companies are offering internships to high school graduates. And then one of the details is there are several advantages to internships. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of leading on to all the good things about an internship. And then the next point is, for one thing, they provide great experience.
Okay, 所以呢在这边呢我们就开始讲说我们主题句带出来之后呢我们就开始陈述这个事实哦。你呢就开始讲说呢，诶，事实上呢，参加 internship， 参加这个实习计划呢，你是呢会有很多的好处。在这边的好处优点我们是讲 advantage， 就是呢你可以拿到的好处。 OK， for one thing， OK， for one thing 就是呢表示说呢一方面来说怎么样。那通常呢我后面另外一个句子呢就会接 for another， OK， 另一方面来说，这个也是文章里面非常好用的用法， for one thing， for another， OK。 所以呢我们先看到的 for one thing， 一方面来说呢，他呢提供给你了这个很好的经验学习。OK， 所以呢继续回到我们刚刚论述的说法，我们开头已经陈述了一个现象，陈述了一个事实，可以呢用别人的话来讲。那在这个文章主体的部分呢，我们就可以开始做这个深入分析了，讲说这个事情呢造成什么影响，有没有好处，有没有坏处。那在这边呢我们的这些这个一点一点列出来呢，就是呢在这个支持我们引言所带出来的这个现象，我们开始分析说我们对这个事情持着什么样的意见或看法。
And so as Sam mentioned, we could say for one thing, this happens. And usually we follow with for another. Mm-hmm. And so here we see on the third detail says for another, they allow young people to make useful contact. So
yes.
One thing and another means that you have more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, for another, they allow young people to make useful contact. So you maybe yeah. can meet, you know, really great boss of a company. And this could be a very, very useful or helpful contact in the future. And then we can use another way to show that you have more to say. We can say on the other hand, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is more like, you know, but.Opposite. So on the other hand, the pay is low and it means giving up your summer vacation. So there are a lot of advantages, but there could be some disadvantages as well. So mm-hmm. things that are not so good, and we can use on the other hand. So on the other hand, the pay is low and it means you don't really have your summer vacation. For advantages and disadvantages, you can also use pros and cons
mm-hmm.
as well to show, okay, what are the good things and what are the bad things?Pros are good things, cons are bad things.
OK, 所以呢我们很常看到你在分析，比方说我今天要买一件衣服好了，但是呢好贵哦，我买不下去。这时候呢我就可以画出一个表格分两边，我们就可以写 pros and cons. OK, pros 呢就是这个好处，比方说呢买了这件衣服之后呢我穿起来很好看。
Mm-hmm, I'll look beautiful, I'll look buff.
对对对，或者是说呢，诶，这个衣服呢没有人会跟我撞衫。OK,、
mm-hmm.
这个呢就是 pros. 那 cons 是怎么样呢？比方说很贵。
嗯
，OK， 这个就是一个 cons， 或者说，哎，我接下来一个礼拜，哎，都没有钱吃午餐。
so sad.
OK, so
in the name of fashion, the sacrifices you make for fashion. All right, so let's move on to our second paragraph. And here we see our second topic sentence is, if I had to apply for an internship. So remember, the second part is, if you could do one, if you could pick an internship, what would you do? The second topic sentence says, if I had to apply for an internship, I'd choose one where I could learn some practical skills. skills.、
Mm-hmm.
So here, actually, if you have a person you admire, like a boss or a CEO of a company that you like, you can also use that company's name. So you can say, if I had to apply for an internship, I choose Google、
mm-hmm.
because I want to be an engineer in the future, for example.
Okay.
So you can say, I choose to work with someone. So、mm-hmm. it can be someone that you admire, someone like...Bill Gates or something、
yeah.
like that.
Beyonce.
If you want to be a singer,、yeah. yes, Blue Ivy. She can teach you something maybe. So if it's someone you like or a company that you like, you can also replace that there.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢在第二段呢我们刚刚的这个前面的提示已经讲了。第二段呢要写以你自己为出发。假如说你可以去参加这个实习计划你想要参加什么样的实习计划。所以呢这段就可以天马行空了就可以以你自己的想法你自己的观点来做出发。那这边呢我们范例文章的句子哦他说 If I had to apply for an internship, 注意到了因为你没有去参加这个实习所以这边是一个跟现实相反的假设语气。OK, if I had to apply, OK, if 开头假设语气的用法。后面呢 I choose, 你呢就可以讲说你可以做什么事情的。在我们文章里面呢他说这个是可以帮助他学习一些很实用的很实际的功能。Practical 这个字呢就是形容很实际的。那除了呢刚刚 Tiffany 就讲到了除了我们这边这样的用法你可以形容这个你想要做的工作是一个什么样的工作之外呢你呢如果有很希望跟他一起工作的人或是很想去工作的公司那呢你在这边也可以直接把这个公司写出来比方说你很想去 Google 上班或是你很想去这个任何
Work with your dad
Yeah 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 Work with your dad also、
mm-hmm.
对跟你爸爸或者是任何一个名人工作向他学习这边呢在这段里面都是可以用来当做主题句的用法咯、
mm-hmm. Alright so let's take a look at some of the details they wrote for this It says、mm-hmm. I don't want to end up doing a lot of filing or repetitive tasks on a computer So maybe this is something thatI don't really think you should talk about this, but then, you know, you can write that down, of course. But these are actually very, very important office skills.
Yes.
I think, yeah. Okay, or this person says, I like to work in a science lab to improve my scientific technique. Okay, it makes sense now. They don't want to sit in front of a computer because they want to improve their scientific technique. Okay,、
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. That's okay to write.
Okay.
And then lastly, the last detail says, I could also learn a lot from the experienced scientists in the lab. So you、
okay.
want to actually be doing something with your hands and learning on the spot instead of, you、
yeah.
know, doing things on the computer.
Yeah,
so,、okay.
that's true. Yeah.
It makes sense. Okay.
Sometimes you learn things faster when you are with
yeah,
someone
Yeah, or when you're doing them.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, 所以呢在这边呢我们主题句他讲到说他希望是可以学习一些很实际很实用的技巧的一个工作所以呢后面就讲了三个句子了他说呢首先呢他就先抱怨了一下他说他不想要怎么样 I don't want to end up doing a lot of filing or repetitive tests on the computer OK 他不想要怎么样呢做一些很多的这个 filing 就是呢把东西归档啊或者是一直很重复的工作但是呢刚刚我们就讲了这个东西其实不该抱怨了因为这个其实在真正上班当中其实很多时间都是要做这种事情的所以呢千万不要抱怨这种事情那这边看到这个片语 end up 就是结果怎么样 OK 所以呢他不希望最后他只是在做这些事情 end up 就可以这样的用法后面可以加上 VING 或者呢加上一个名词那呢他想要做什么事情呢他想要在 science lab 就是呢这个自然科学的这个、实验室里面呢做实验来学习技巧同时呢他也想要跟这个 experienced OK experienced 这个字呢当做名词表示经验呢那在这边呢 experienced 过去分词呢他就是在形容呢这些 scientists 这些科学家是怎么样呢是很有经验的
Mm. And then lastly, let's take a look at the conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person wrote, as I'm hoping to have a career in science, an internship like this will give me a great head start. So here we know that this person, he has a path, they want to go down the science route. So that's why they say, as I'm hoping to have a career in science.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use this as their conclusion. It's a very creative way to talk about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this internship will give them a great head start. So head start is just a good beginning. So you can start early, plan early, get the experience early while you can.
Mm-hmm. OK, 所以呢在这边我们下结论了。OK, 结论呢提醒大家呢可以用我们刚刚教过的、哦、比方说呢这个 in conclusion, 或是呢这个、finally, 这些呢都是在结论的。
Mm-hmm. To sum it up.
To sum it up,、mm-hmm. yes. 这些呢都是很常使用到的一些在结论可以使用的片语。那在这边呢它是呢 as I'm hoping to have a career in science. OK, 因为呢我想要在这个 science, 在自然科学这个领域里面呢有一个 career career 有一番事业哦，所以呢，像这样子的实习机会呢，相信呢是一个非常好的开始 ，a great head start.
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Writing sample 1. A number of companies are offering internships to recent high school graduates. These are temporary jobs for students before they head off to college. There are several advantages to internships. For one thing, they provide great experience, and for another, they allow young people to make useful contacts within the companies they work for. This might lead to a real job offer later. On the other hand, the pay for interns is low,And taking an internship means young people will spend their summer vacations working instead of relaxing and preparing for college life. If I had to apply for an internship, I'd choose one where I could learn some practical skills. I don't want to end up doing a lot of filing or repetitive tasks on a computer. I'd like to be an intern in a science lab, where I can learn how to use complicated lab equipment and improve my scientific technique.I could also learn a lot from the experienced scientists in the lab. As I'm hoping to have a career in science, an internship like this would give me a great head start. Writing sample 2. I've been interested in getting a summer internship after graduating from high school. My guidance counselor suggested that I consider the pros and cons before deciding.On one hand, a summer internship would provide the opportunity to size up my prospective field. Moreover, getting hands-on work experience would help me develop practical skills and stand out on college applications and resumes. On the other hand, some interns are poorly paid for their efforts, if at all. In some cases, interns aren't even given real responsibilities. They just do busy work no one else wants to do.If I had the chance to apply for a summer internship, I would prefer to work with a veterinarian. I've always cared deeply about animal welfare. This, combined with my interest in science and medicine, makes veterinary school seem ideal. Working with a veterinarian would give me tangible experience. I could observe day-to-day appointments and surgeries. I could also learn how to deal with anxious pet owners and how to calm frightened pets.This will make it much easier to decide if becoming a veterinarian is right for me. All right, so I do think if you guys do have a chance, make use of your summer vacation. Do something useful. Do something productive.
Yes.
You can start to try applying for summer internships. And I think it would be a great, 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 great experience for you to have before you actually get into college and before you even get a real job at work. This is awesome.All very, very useful for you in the end.
Mm-hmm.
If we could go back in time and tell our old 17 or 16-year-old selves, we would have told them, go find a summer internship or go find a job.
Stop playing video games.
Stop wasting your time. That's what we would tell our younger selves. All right. So we hope you guys enjoy the article and consider summer internship. It's not a bad thing. It could be very, very fun.
Yes.
And you can also earn a little bit of money as well. So that's not too bad. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys very soon. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye. Bye.